Thank you for taking the time to listen. Church Hurt is real. We would like to hear your story to help others who have been abused in church. Only when we speak up, can we begin to heal from the pain. Please send your story confidentially to the email witmin@yahoo.com.
Welcome to the Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast on the WITRN Network. Come join us as we study the Word of God together. Go get your Bible and let's see what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today.
I act like Christ. He renews His grace and His mercy to each one of us every morning. So I thank God for that. Welcome to Walk of True Christian Fellowship Church. We want to thank those who are listening around the world. We hope that you will sit back and enjoy yourself and really begin to worship God and love people and the people of God. Amen. Lord, we hope that they are hear something today that will make them ask the age-old question, what must I do to be saved? Mm-hmm. So sit back, relax, get your tea, coffee, and milk, and sit back and relax and enjoy our service. We're going to start off our service with our own Minister Kay to give exaltation, and then we're going to have Sister Frieda sing our song, and then I'm going to introduce the speaker. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Name of Jesus.
Yes.
When you call Him His name, whatever you're going through, you know He said we His children, right?
Yes.
A father take care of His children, right?
Yes, He does.
And sometimes we have to be chastised, but it's one good thing about our Lord and Savior Jesus. Mm-hmm. Even when He chastises, we learn something from Him.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about when your mom and your daddy spank that backside. You learn something from Him. When they say no, it's no. And I was listening to Pastor Sutton in that ending. Boy, God, I know He worked in some mysterious way. But He's a great God. But He said something about grace.
Yes.
You know, how thankful we should be about for the grace that God has given us. So this morning, I'm like, Lord, okay, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. Y'all know how to do it. I'll be whining like a little baby. But God, when you stop and let God use you the way that He wants to use you, He'll give you a confirmation on the things that you're supposed to be doing.
Yes,
we just got to learn to trust Him a little bit more, right?
Yes. Yes.
He said, we love King Jesus. Jesus, I need this. Jesus, I want that. But when He say, I need you to go over there and talk to this young lady. I need you to go over here and talk to this young man. I need you to stand before people and talk about how good I've been in your life.
Come on. Come on, Craig. That's right.
And see, that's all we got to do. Just tell somebody how good you done been to you. I don't care how much of the storm you go through. The storm is good. If you don't get wet, guess what? You going to be dry as them dry bones. Amen. Okay. Well, I had this about grace. And I was like, grace. And I love just single words. And when I got it said, Kay, grace gives means giving yourself away.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to get, you know, when God gives you something, you start giving yourself away.
Yes.
Guess what? He replenishes you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The more you give away, the more He gives.
That's right.
Because you're walking and trusting in Him. So guess what? If you're doing what He tells you to do, He going to give you more. He said, okay, girl, you got this here. Okay, go give a little bit over here. Go give a little bit over there. And one other thing about grace, you have to remember that grace is also what Jesus Christ done for us.
Yes, He did.
Who gonna take up on all the sin that all of us done here? I can't even take up on my own sin.
Come on.
So, you know, just think about it. Jesus is the one that took up on everybody's sin. And ain't nothing that we go through is half of what He ain't even had. Ain't even a tidbit of what He went through.
That's right.
A in grace. We learn to be accountable.
Yes.
We learn to be accountable when we follow King Jesus. When we trust King Jesus, we learn to be accountable. We also see, we learn to be committed to our calling, which He has called us to be. We are so special. We are so special. See, a lot of us want to be rich. I don't want to be rich. I want to be poor. I want to be poor because The poor, when we poor, he make us rich in him.
Yeah.
Not material things, not no car, not no house, not no new pair of tennis shoes, not no new hair.
Glory to God. You better say it.
In grace, we learn to endure on our journey.
Yes.
That's one thing about the King Jesus. We learn to endure on our journey.
Yes,
how you gonna make it if you know what? If we didn't go through nothing, we'd be like, I don't need Jesus today.
Come on.
I got this here. Mm-hmm. But then he had to boy, look, that whirlwind come, you be like, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You call on him. So call on him when you're going through. Call on him when you ain't going through. Just thank him for how glorious he has been in your life. Amen. I'm going to sit on y'all now. Amen.
I've been knowing this man for over 13 years. I met him at the Misfits for Jesus. He was a mentor to our friend, my brother Randy. And I met him downtown, feeding the homeless, preaching the word of God in the open air. And he was a joy, because one thing I learned about this man, and I told him just sitting there, I know he loved God.
Amen. Amen.
No matter what he goes through, no matter what he's been through, and he's been through a lot, I know this man loves God.
Amen. Amen.
Me and him both ain't nothing but old crybabies about God. Because when you know the real God and you know that he has humbled you, and we're men of men, but we love God.
Amen.
We understand where God has brought us from and where he's brought us to. But this man has an impact on me, has an impact on my brother. And I pray that in his word, you'll see the love in his beautiful wife. You see the love that they have for God and for the children of God.
Amen.
Because without love, we don't have nothing.
That's right. That's right.
And this man got plenty of love for everybody in this room.
Amen.
I've never known him, even when he's upset, not to do even chastisement from other than love.
Mm.
He's my friend, my big brother, my brother, a man I respect, a man I adore. A man that has the word of God in his mouth. And he's fit to listen to. So I thank God for him introducing to some for the first time worldwide. And others know him as our friend, Pastor Purdy. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
God, I thank you and I praise you, dear Lord, for this opportunity to stand before your people and to speak from your holy word.
Yes.
Take your time.
I ask you, Lord, to empty me out.
Yes.
And let your Holy Spirit have its free course today.
Yes.
And Lord God, we may speak the boldness with which you spoke it to me. In Jesus' name we ask. Bless this pastor, bless this family, bless every family member that's represented by this gathering, Father. Whether they're here or way abroad, wherever they are, just bless them, keep them, watch over them, protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, the thief, the robber, the child, bless the God. God, do what only you can do.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, we say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
I want you to know there's a time when God will give us a message. And then there's a time when God will send the message.
All right.
And sometimes God has to send the message to the messenger.
Yeah, amen.
Because, see, and it's important because, see, the message of the messenger can either make you or break you. Well, I want you to know, walking truth, God sent me a message.
Amen. Amen.
To share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I better put the cheetahs on. I got the big Bible. But I want you to, if you have pencil and paper, because we may or may not get to everything, which is okay. But I want you to write down these scriptures. Oh, Stephanie, I got the wrong thing. You know, that's another thing. I have to go and do another message right after I leave here. And I was of a mind, I just say, same thing with the church. But let me tell you something, when God is your boss, when God is at the forefront, see, because what he said is what's fixing to take place is for walking truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And see, everything. Then Pastor Bo wear shoes, but they ain't they different size.
That's right.
Amen. We both wearing shoes, see, and sometimes you try to put on somebody else's. Remember David, they offered David some clothes to go out and fight Goliath?
That's right.
David say, I ain't proved this yet. See, you can't step into everybody's shoes.
That's right.
See, you gotta wait and see what God, if God got shoes for them, he got some shoes for you too.
That's it.
Lord, I want my shoes. All right, if you would, 2 Samuel, 16th chapter. Second Samuel, the 16th chapter. Lord, help me to take my time and do it like you showed it. But sometimes I get rushed. And that's because, I'm going to tell you something, when I walked in here the other week, and y'all were praising God, man, I got back in the truck, but my heart was still in here.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Praise God.
Wow. Yeah. See, I'm so glad to be here. Now, see, it doesn't matter that I'm speaking. That's not what's important.
Come on, Pastor Taylor.
What's important is the Spirit of God is in here.
Come on.
Yeah. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Freedom.
You're free to cry. You're free to praise. You're free.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
You see, and believe it or not, it's a lot of people in America, and I ain't talking about because they're in prison, but they're free.
So true.
God told me something a long time ago. He said, stay my free man. I turned down ordinations from 4 or 5 different denominations. God told me to stay free.
Amen.
And when the ordination attempt, opportunity came, God told me to step through it. Let me say this here. You can't listen to God these many years and don't know his voice.
Come on.
Amen. The thing about it is, God's voice can be a rod of correction sometimes. God's voice can lead you where you don't want to go. God's voice can make you, as the song was saying, give it up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to forgive. When you don't feel like you did nothing wrong.
That's right.
Sometimes.
So right.
Amen.
So true.
So we're going to start at the 5th verse. And I think I'm going to read down, I think, to the 13th. I think it says here. And I'm not going to give you a history lesson. But David, in some of the other books, had laid with a woman named Bathsheba. And then he conspired to have the woman's husband killed.
Yes, he did.
And Nathan the prophet came to David, and he came in a parable. He gave David a parable. Well, when David heard what was done about the man that had one little ewe lamb and some man that had a whole bunch of lambs, but he took the man's one little ewe lamb. You know, it's interesting that all through the Bible, no place does it ever call Bathsheba David's wife.
No.
Amen. Okay. But anyway, Nathan told David, say, the sword is not going to depart from your house.
That's right.
Now, David was a man after God's own heart.
Yes, he was.
Sometimes we're free, church, but we're not free from the consequences of the choices that we make. You see, we're not free from that. So we seek wisdom in the making of our choices. What's wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is it not?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path.
Yes.
You know what a sifter is, right?
Yes.
If we would sift our thoughts, our wants, our desires through the filter of God's word, a lot of the mess would be taken out. I'm going to go. Anyway. Starting at the fifth verse, it says, and when King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. David had a whole army with him. And thus says Shimei, when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, and the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and pray, I pray thee, and take off his head. All right, so somebody was ready to cut him up.
Yep.
And the king said, see, let me tell you something. To be a king, you got to understand some things. Watch this. And the king said, what have I to do with you? Talking to Zeruiah. Ye sons of Zeruiah. So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. See, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. They can't do nothing to you that God don't allow. You hear what I'm saying? Now, some of y'all know I'm in the gun culture. I train, I do all that stuff. But there's a saying we have that if you prepare, you won't fear.
Ooh.
If you prepare, you won't fear. You see, you don't worry about the bills coming in because you're prepared to pay them, right?
Yeah.
I would be that one alone, too. And the king said, what have I to do? Back at the 10th verse. And the king said, but what have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth out of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bid him. it may be that the Lord will look. This is what you got to have in mind of Christ. You can't just see one thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out of the box when it comes to God. But David said, look here, it may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction. And that the Lord, see, you got to be afflicted when your son want a kid. You got issues. When your family members want to see something happen to you. You got issues. Okay? Because, see, they of a man's own household shall be his greatest foe. Amen? All right, now. See, we ain't going to get away from God's word. God is not going to change his word to accommodate us. But it's by his word. That I heard the word earlier, endure. It's by his word that we endure. It's by his spirit that we're strengthened and quickened. Amen. All right. Let's get on down here. He said, it may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Pastor preached one time about offenses. And he said that they must come. But woe unto that man by which they come. Amen. 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 Now, 13th verse says, and David and his men went by the way. Shimei went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went. And threw stones at him and cast dust. How many of y'all have had stones cast at you?
Amen.
How many of you been cursed?
Amen.
Huh? Cursed at. Stone cast. Kicking up dust.
That's so true.
The enemy kicks dust up at us all.
Yes, he does.
He curses us all.
Yes, he does.
He kicks dust. But I want you. I've been waiting to say this so long. I want you to look around the room right now. Yeah. When the dust settles.
Come on.
Come on. I've been wanting to say that so long.
Come on.
When the dust settles.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look around, walking through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know your journey.
Hallelujah.
I know your journey.
Thank you, Jesus.
I watched you.
Uh-huh.
I looked at you.
Mm-hmm.
When the dust settles.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
The enemy kick up a fuss. All kind of fusses. Every one of you in here had your own doubts.
Amen.
When the dust settled.
Amen.
Walking truth. Right here on Lindbergh.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? When the dust settled. When the dust settles, look at you walking through. Don't forget where you come from.
Come on.
But remember how you got there.
Come on.
Because this is just a starting place. See, you don't have to worry about who's kicking up the dust. You don't have to worry about who's cursing. You don't have to worry about the rocks. That they throw at you. When you know who you are and you know who God is, and God is at the forefront of all that you do and all that you say, all that you think and all that you hope for. The Bible said they didn't walk up rightly. God said, make even your enemies be at peace with you. David said they prepared a table before me in the midst of my enemies.
That's what he said.
Preaching,
glory to God.
Walking truth.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
hours yet.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
When the dust settles. Yes, they're going to kick up a fuss. The enemy got to do that. Every one of us in here got a bullseye on our back.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Every one of us. The Bible say in the book of Ephesians, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
That's right.
The loin area is a tender place on your body. Well, there are tender areas in our life.
Yeah.
And the enemy, when he knows where they are, that's why we can't talk too much.
Right.
See, he don't know what you think unless you're running your mouth.
Come on.
He don't know what's on your mind if you're running your mouth.
That's
right. Pastor knows, I've been in the penitentiary too, jailhouse, whatever you want to call it. The guy that was the quietest was the one they didn't mess with. Because he didn't know where he was coming from. He didn't have nothing to say to nobody. Didn't nobody say nothing to him.
That's right. So true.
It's the same way with the enemy. If we learn to zip our lip, you stop getting on the phone calling everybody.
Amen.
And think about it, we don't just call anybody. We call folks that ain't saved. Because they know they gonna talk our language,
right,
see?
Right.
Our pity party language.
Come on.
Help us, Holy Ghost. So we see that Shammai. But David had an air about him. And David say, even the cussing, the rock throwing, and the dust, God gonna do something with that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God gonna do something with the dust throwing. Let me tell you something. When the enemy, if you wasn't a threat to the enemy, he wouldn't bother you.
That's right.
That's right.
If you wasn't a threat to him. I think it's in one scripture to say that it's Satan that had come down to trouble you, for he know that he hath but a short time. Let me tell you something. Every time somebody walked through that door, every time somebody in here develops a crack habit, what you talking about, preacher? The habit of cracking your Bible. Every time somebody develops a crack habit, Satan's domain shrinks.
All
right. Amen.
Amen.
Every time you give God the glory and the praise, Satan's kingdom shakes and trembles. Every time somebody gets saved,
come on.
Yeah. Here walking truth.
Come on.
They tell me that the angels in heaven rejoice.
Yes.
You ain't got to holler up and tell the angels, say, all right, give God a hand praise. Now, I want you to look at something else. Because see, the Bible, in 1990, I was getting ready to preach out at the Gumbo Prison. And I was trying to prepare a message. And the Lord told me to stop looking in his word for a message. But rather look at the message of his word. God is telling us something. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Matthew, right quick. And slow down, Curtis. Slow down. Matthew chapter 5. And this is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I know, like I say, I didn't give into no long history lesson about it. But now Shemaiah is walking out here cussing, throwing up dust, throwing rocks. I just had an incident with one of my relatives. She bought me a shirt for my birthday, my 70th birthday. And that's been 3 years ago. And she had a birthday. And all of a sudden, I owe her something.
Wow.
Now, we've taken food down there to her. We've taken baskets of food to her and everything else, you know. But I owe her a present. I told her yesterday, you ain't gonna get me. How about that? You know, I mean, because this is about, I think I get the call 2, maybe 3 times a year. You ain't bought me my gift yet.
Wow.
I say, you know what? You got 1 more year. It might come to you. But it says, Jesus in the Beatitudes. And I'm going to just pull out the one. Y'all read your Bibles. But I'm just going to pull out the left one, the 11th one. And it says this. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. When the devil is kicking up dust and throwing rocks, you're just being blessed.
Amen. All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's how we, you know, two men can look at the same thing and come away with a different thought about each one, right? And not this, neither one be wrong. So then, in Christ, as David showed over here with Shammah, no, don't cut his head off. Mm-hmm. That's because there ain't no problem.
Amen.
See? See, David remembered the bear, the lion, and then he remembered Goliath. Then he remembered all the battles. Walking truth.
Come on.
All the battles.
All of them. Yes, come on.
All the battles.
Yes.
Remember the battles. Remember the struggles. Yes. Wear them as an ornament about your neck.
Come on, yeah.
Wow.
Wear them as a symbol of God's greatness and God's goodness.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Hallelujah. Yes. That's right. Amen.
Recognize the devil for who he is. And don't stoop to his level.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let him bring you down.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Be like Nehemiah was. I'm on the wall and the work is too great. Won't come down the way you
stay
in.
Down. Stay. Stay.
Because that's his job.
Yes, Lord.
That's his job. But all I want you to remember today for sure is that when the dust settles.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When the dust settles, Pastor. And Pastor, I got a word for you too.
All right. Hallelujah.
Because David one time was at a place called Ziklag. And some soldiers came up there. The enemy army came up there. And they took all the children and David's wives and everything. And the people, this wife for you. And the people that was with David got mad at David. And they wanted to stone him. Oh, yeah. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord.
All right. Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
That's going to be turned.
Come on.
It already has been. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. The higher up this hill you climb,
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The levels of attack will increase.
Amen.
Okay? But guess what?
Come on.
If you can look back over your shoulder and see where God has brought you from, just keep on going.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Just keep on going. Keep on going. See, it don't have to be. We fall out with each other because, well, I wouldn't have did it that way.
Right. Come on.
That ain't how I see it. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. The pastor's like a tractor. He's like a tractor. Now, when the tractor's out there, the tractor just by itself ain't much. But now, when you put the implements and hook it up to the tractor, it's not to slow the tractor down. It's just to make the tractor more productive. So let me tell you something. Either you're going to be a productive implement. I'm going to leave that one alone.
That's good.
You see, so we won't, and you see, as walking truth grows, shall grow you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
Because I tell you now, and I wish Steve was here because I wanted to say something about it. I saw his message about no title needed.
Okay. Come on. Yeah. Amen.
See, when you can do what you do because you love God.
That's right.
When you can do what God gives you to do. See, when the calling is greater than the title.
Come on.
The calling of God is much more important than anything you could ever call me. Oh, I'm so glad when I found that out. No, I didn't know that. It don't come with the ordination. But they gave me the ordination, and I was sitting sometimes wondering if I was saved even. Because I didn't understand that the enemy kicks up dust and throws rocks. I let things become personal. And I internalized. My wife would tell you, she'd tell me all the time, you need to let some stuff go. But what she's learning is that sometimes when I don't let something go, it's because I love the individual. And I already see where it's going. And you know, God had to break my pride.
Amen.
God had to break my pride. I mean, and it was serious. Yeah, I used to think I was God's gift on earth. But God had to break me.
Praise God.
But in the breaking was the making.
All right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
So it don't bother me to see somebody going through. As long as they going through with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As long as they going through with God. Because he makes the difference.
Yes,
he makes the difference.
Yes,
I don't care what you do, where you go, who you know. If God ain't in the equation,
amen.
When the dust cleared, Pastor, I looked on the television and you were standing behind in front of this wall. When the dust cleared. And then the other day, I got to come in. I got a chance to enter in. Stephanie had asked me 2 or 3 times, said, you been by Pastor Church? I said, no, I ain't been up there. And then we had to talk and gave me excuses. Come on over with the tracks and bring them in. But when the dust cleared, church.
Glory to God.
When the dust cleared. And remember, As long as you name in the name of Christ out of a pure heart, they're going to be those that's going to kick up a dust, cook up a fuss, kick up everything, tell you you ain't this and you ain't that, and y'all ain't this and y'all ain't that, and I don't like your pastor and all of that. Just tell them, go somewhere else. We ain't got, we know we got enough room, and when this room here run out, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Always remember. See, we when we get down, when we get oppressed and depressed, then we want to recite scriptures like, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. Let me tell you something. Look while you're up. Look while you're up. I'm so sick of people on their deathbed talking about, well, it's a win-win situation. I understand what you're saying. But let me tell you, I'm in a win-win situation right now.
Amen. That's right. Right.
David understood it. He said, it may be God may do this for me. Let him keep on talking. No, don't kill him. He ain't no trouble. No, don't kill him. He ain't doing nothing.
Right.
But so many of us, we internalize what folks say.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If you got enough time to have me on your mind, God bless you.
All
right. if you ain't got enough life, I mean, you need to read your Bible, because let God put something on your mind. Don't.
Amen.
But when the dust settles, church, don't forget that. Don't forget that. When the dust settles, where was you at? You know what I'm saying? God transitioned you. One place to the next.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
The right time.
In the book of Ecclesiastes, in the 11th chapter, it says, casting your bread upon the water, for after many days ye shall find it. And God says through Ecclesiastes, he says that just as you don't know how her that is with child, how the bones do grow, in her that is with child, neither know ye the works of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. God told Jeremiah, he said, behold, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
That's right.
Amen.
Church, we got to remember. We got to remember. We got to remember. You who were dead in sins and trespasses,
yes,
had he quickened.
Hallelujah.
That means come alive.
Hallelujah.
But see, when God quickened you, you ain't alive to the world. You alive in God.
Hallelujah. That's right. Glory.
You alive in God.
Hallelujah.
Friend of mine, me and Stephanie got a little behind with some things. And there was a threat against my house. And I talked to this brother. Matter of fact, he's the one that baptized me. He's the one that mentored me into this. And he's a younger man than I am. And I told him what was going on. And that night, his daughter and his wife showed up at my house with a sizable check.
Mm.
Well, he works at the post office, and where he's at now, he's in there all by himself. So we talked, and he asked me to come down, and I went down there. He told me that at the time that his wife brought me the check, they were homeless.
Wow.
See, a man of God knows how to give out of his need.
Wow.
Amen. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you can give out of your need,
that's right.
When you can give when you have need,
mm-hmm,
Because if God is your source, there is no limitation. There is no recession in heaven.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, church. I was going to say some more, but I think I said enough. The enemy is always going to throw dust.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And every one of us in here done had some dust and rocks and cuss words thrown at us, right?
Yeah.
But see, as long as the enemy is cussing, cussing just bad language.
Yeah.
Only God can curse.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. My
God. Amen. And as long as you're blessed, you can't be cursed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
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 I like what he said. Look around. When the dust settles.
Right.
Dust settles right here. Amen.
That's it.
We done came a mighty long way. We went through a lot of things. Like 30 seconds. He saw us coming. Think about it. 13 years ago, he saw me.
Yeah.
I didn't see this. But God.
Yeah.
But God. Amen. We didn't came from north, south, east, and west.
Yes.
Some of us knew each other and some of us didn't, but God.
God
brought us together. Amen. I just thank God for Pastor Fred. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for that word. We needed that. Man of God blessed us today. Amen. We want to thank everybody who's listened to Walk with Truth around the world. We hope that you heard something that make you want to know the God that we're talking about, that when the dust settles, amen. The only way for you to really know this God is to get saved.
Amen.
Jesus came and died for your sin, that whosoever believes shall not perish. The Bible says in Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all those who would believe. The Greek, the Jew first, and then the Greek, the religious and the philosophical. You need a Savior. So hopefully, you heard something today that'll prick your heart. That'll make you say, I want to know this God that can settle the dust in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Until you know him, you won't know what we're talking about. But you can get to know him today. So right where you at, you don't have to come forward. You don't have to go backward. You don't have to go to a building. You can get saved right where you are. And I hope that this message makes you curious enough. And I pray that God will bless you and save you. And when God saves, he saves to the uttermost.
Yes, he does.
That's right. That's right.
So thank you for tuning in to Walk with Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast. We thank you. We want to bless you. We always want you to be encouraged, blessed, and in peace. And what?
Walk in truth.
If you do not have a place of worship, please consider Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church your home. We are a safe place to worship, supporting the edification of the body with all of its gifts. Sound biblical teaching is at the center of our worship as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Sharing the fruit of the Spirit and moving forward in faith through serving our community is our privilege and pleasure. Please feel free to contact the ministry at 636-344-0539. Or email us at witmin@yahoo.com. Thank you for your consideration. Be blessed, encouraged, and walk in the truth of the Lord.